Okay, let's talk about the thing that everyone loves to talk about, effects. This is where, at the touch of a button, you can make your audio sound different. Crisper, cleaner, weirder, bigger, smaller, whatever you like. So, the way to make sure that all the effects that you possibly have on your machine are recognized by Reaper is to go to the preferences tree and the VST branch of it. And there will be a list of plugin paths which Reaper searches to populate your effects list. These paths are separated by semicolons, and you can add paths to that list as long as you make sure you don't put any spaces in or any quotes or anything like that. It literally must be path, semicolon, path, semicolon, path, semicolon. Then you can, if you wish, click the rescan button in that branch. This is going to bring up a context menu in which there are several options. Usually you're just going to want to cursor down once for rescan paths for new plugins and press enter on that. There's also a clear cache and rescan button, which is going to wipe out any existing VSTs that Reaper is aware of and repopulate your whole plugin database from scratch. There's also a checkbox in the VST branch of preferences that's worth noting, which has Reaper scan VSTs, scan for new VSTs on startup. And this can save you the bother of having to do this every time you get a new plugin, because it's when you restart Reaper, it'll perform a quick scan of all your VST paths, identifying new plugins and integrate them. There's also, in that context menu I mentioned, a plugins that failed to scan submenu, and you can attempt to rescan plugins that you're expecting to come up in your list that didn't work in the automatic rescan. You can rescan for them manually, and sometimes this helps. If Reaper isn't doing anything for a while, particularly if it says it's not responding, you might want to alt-tab around and see if there've been any error dialogues come up that you haven't noticed because they haven't been given focus that need your attention. This might be anything from an effect needs iLock activation to there's something wrong, Reaper can't find everything it needs for the effect, etc., etc. Once that rescan process is finished, you highlight your track and you press F. And if you have preferences configured the way that I suggest, an empty effects chain list will come up. And then you press A and that'll bring the Add Effects dialog up, and you type in the name or part of the name of your effect. So if you're looking for distortion effects, type distortion, etc., etc. If enough of the name that you've typed into the filter is unique, you can just press enter and that effect will load. So you can type Raeq, R-E-A-E-Q, and just press enter, and it'll instantly be added to your track. If you're not certain of the exact name of the effect, you can type in whatever you want to search for, press cursor down, and you'll be presented with a list of effects whose titles match what you've put in the filter. You can then press enter on the effect to add it. Third-party effects, as a rule, are not all that accessible from the effects chain dialog. It's always better to exit out of the effects chain dialog, and with the track highlighted, press P, and you can access the essential functionality of the effect from there. However, sometimes if you open the effects chain dialog, go to the effects list, make sure the effect that you want to tinker with is highlighted, press F6, and press insert R. R will be performed, and sometimes you can do useful things from there. This particularly applies to isotope effects, particularly those in the RX suite. There are, however, a number of generic buttons in the effects chain dialog that might be of use. There's a preset combo box, and particularly with the free VSTs and JS, particularly with the free VSTs, there's some useful presets there, and with Reaper's VSTs as well. There's a plus button.
There was a plus button. It's now more intuitively named preset menu button.
If you press Shift Space or NVDA numpad enter on that, a context menu will be invoked, and this gives you options like the ability to save your own presets having tinkered with effects parameters. There's a two in, two out button. If you shift F10 on this, it will allow you to configure the routing of your effect. And this is a bit advanced for these kind of tutorials, but it allows you to have your effect only listen to and transmit to one channel of your audio. Then you have the param button, which again, everything in here is invoked by NVDA numpad enter, basically, because play still works in this dialogue space and pause still works as well, control space. The param button allows you to do all kinds of nifty things with automation, so that's useful for that. Also worth bearing in mind that you can play and stop things from the Asara parameters dialogue accessed by pressing P on the track. Press control space to play and stop so you can preview what you're doing. Also worth bearing in mind that for Reaper effects, the effects change dialogue is indispensable. There are things like detector mode for Raycomp that you can't access anywhere else. So tabbing through the effects dialogue is good for JSs and Reaper effects. If you want to add an effect to a take instead of a whole track, you highlight the item and press Control F, and you're presented with the same dialogue that I mentioned before. If you want to add effects to your master track, you can press Shift F, or you can make the master track visible, go to it and you can press F. Shift P effects, Shift P accesses the parameters dialog for effects on the master track. What happens if you have more than one effect on a track when you press P or Shift P? P, by the way, is context sensitive, so if you highlight an item, it will bring up the parameters for take effects rather than track effects. So that's quite clever, but it means you need to make sure you focus the right thing before you press your button. If you've got more effects in the place, it's going to bring up a context menu and you can pick from that the particular effect that you want. If you have multiple instances of the same effect running on a track or a take, multiple instances of Rayek or Raycomp, for example, you can name each instance so that you know what you're doing, which instance is which, what it's for, and then it's easier to navigate. You can also, from within the chain dialog, save a whole chain of effects, and in the add effects dialog, you can filter. You can filter by all plugins, you can filter by JS effects, you can filter by Cocos, VST, VST instruments or instruments. You can also filter by effects chains. If you type a search term in, you can search for the name you gave a particular effects chain. And this can be a really good way to save you a lot of time. Whether or not sliders, values in the parameters dialog display in meaningful ways or not is dependent on how the plugin developer has coded their plugin. So, for example, you might have values ranging between 0 and 1, regardless of what the parameter actually does. So you might have values ranging between 0 and 1 for volume, for frequency, for pitch, or you might have values in dB, hertz, and semitones. You might have a switch, which only one cursor up press or cursor down press will get you from the on to the off position and vice versa. Or you might have to press page down a lot of times. It just all depends on how well the plugin's been made. So mileage really will vary in this dialogue. Just the last point from an effects chain list. It is possible to cut and copy effects. It's possible to paste them. Effects are always pasted below the effect that you have your cursor on in the list. It's possible to delete them just pressing delete. So you can paste from one project to another. You can paste from one chain to another. You can move effects around. Control, Alt, Shift, page up and down moves the selected effect up and down in the list. Now it's important to remember, no, we haven't covered automation yet, but I'll say this here. It's important to remember that if you have done any kind of automation or anything like that with your effect, you need to press Control-Alt-C on the effect and paste it wherever you want to paste it rather than doing Control-C or Control-X. I don't believe there is a Control-Alt-X. That's probably actually a bug. We should file and we should ask for that functionality to be included. But yeah, if you want to include the automation that you've created for a given effect, you need to Control-Alt-C and Control-V it around. So that's it. Happy effects-ing.